The Gemara Daf Kuf Tesam Beis brings down the pasuk that says Vinarim Beisachem Yehuda Mishvachas Yehuda Vehu Levi Vehu Gar Sham. So Gemara asks Stira that first he says some Yehuda, then he says some Levi. So the Gemara answers at one point that Amar Rava by Rav Chanan Lo Gavad Shmei Levi. Doesn't mean there's from the Shevet Levi, but it means there was a person whose name was Levi. His name was Levi. So fact Amar Yachi Hani the Kamar Micha Ate Dati Ki Yitev Hashem Li Ki Hayli Halevi LeKayin. Sounds like that he was happy because he happened to get a Levi to be his Kayin. So if it doesn't mean that it was actual Levi, then what was a Simcha? It sounds like he was happy that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mesabev, they could have a Levi, somebody who's supposed to be a Masharis, he's the one who ended up coming. But if it just means a person from Shev Yehuda, whose name was Levi, then the pasuk doesn't make sense. So my answer is that in the Samle Gavad Shmei Levi, and Chanami, it means that he wasn't happy that he got a Levi, but he got a person whose name was Levi, and that was Gufa his Simcha. And the Rashbam says, "B'kachem mishavech kilu have a mishav Levi loyim lav Levi who elam mishavet Yehuda." But it looks like it's a mishavet Levi, and for that reason, who is mishavech. So now, on the etzem vart that the Gemara is saying that he wasn't actually a Levi, but his name was Levi. The Yavetz over his bothered. He says, "V'afugav the shema etzem lo yivada." He says, even though we don't find a hey yadia on a shema etzem, right? Usually, the hey yadia comes on a shame klali, a shame of an object, but a shame of a person, you don't have a hey yadia. You don't call someone ha Yaakov, ha Reuven. There's no hey before a shame, which is a private name. So if it's true that it's a private name, then why does it say hayali ha Levi lekain? It should say Levi. It's mashu from that it's going on a actual Levi, not the shame of a Levi. So the Yavetz says Ashka Nami Shemas Atzmim the also Hey Yadia. He says we do find sometimes that a shame Atzmi does come with a Hey Yadia, and that's why you have to say the Pshat is over here as well. The Yavetz is Lechay going Lashitasei from what he writes in Menachas and Daf Samach Beis. Over there, the Gemara brings down the someone by the name of Rabbi Yosi ben Hamashulam, and over there also the Yavetz points out that maybe it's a Tav Sefer, it shouldn't say Hamashulam, it should say Meshulam because it's a shame Prati, it's a shame Yachas, it shouldn't have a Hey Yadia. But he says we do find sometimes that there is a Hey Yadia even on a private name. But it sounds like the Yavetz held them, the Min HaStam, you shouldn't have it, but there are exceptions every now and then. But I saw from the Emetasio Strasun, the son of the Rashash, in his Sefer Mivchak Savim, he says that we do find many times where you have a Hey Yadia on a private name, but he gives a Hagdara to it. It's not just random, but he says whenever you have a name, a private name, which could also mean a non-private name, it could also be a Shem Klali, over there with Dafka, we're going to find a Hey Yadia to show that it means a private name, does not mean the Shem Klali. And this is one of his examples over here, because Levi could mean Shevet Levi, could also mean a private name. So the Tari B'Dafka wrote the Hey to say that this is Ha Levi, even though it doesn't make sense normally to refer to a Shem Prati like that, but that's trying to say it's not a Levi, but the Levi, the person whose name is Levi, as opposed to an actual Levi from Shevet Levi, and that's why B'Dafka here you have it, and he shows that most of the time when you have the Hey Yadia on a Shem Prati, it's such a Shem Prati which could also be used as a Shem Klali. And I think over here, in this Gemara over here, it could be Maisif a little bit more, why it's not such a Kasha, because really, when the Pasuk says HaLevi, the Gemara is saying he's Mishtabeach, his whole point was that people will think he is an actual Levi because his name was Levi. So, even though his name was Levi and he wasn't a Levi, but the whole point of the Pasuk is that people will view him as a Levi from Shevet Levi, so it makes sense. And when you write that, you call him HaLevi, because that was his whole point. They'll view him as a Levi, not as just as a private name. And on a Levi itself would be mistaber to have the hey idea.